I would like to continue. I now draw your attention to the revised draft report of the Conference on Disarmament, which was circulated by the Secretariat on Friday, as in and is contained in document CDWP 664 Rev 1. Our report this year has double significance. It factually records the important progress our body has made this year. It also sets out the decisions we have made on the continuation of our substantive work in the subsidiary bodies next year. The revised draft takes into consideration all the comments and views that have been expressed by member states. I once again commend all member states for the constructive engagement and flexibility they have shown on the draft. The revision incorporates difficult compromises on a number of issues. I will briefly describe the most significant changes to the revised draft. First, on the issue of the reflection of the subsidiary bodies, this draft accepts a proposal by one member state to consolidate references to the work of these bodies in one location in the text. Excuse me. Excuse me. Second, on the participation of states not members of the conference, the revised text indicates that the views of states on this matter are reflected in the records of the conference. It further provides reference to the verbatim records of the conference at which decisions were taken on this matter. It avoids any negative reflection of decisions taken on requests for participation. In this connection, it continues to specify the list of states invited to participate in the work of the 2024 session. I am aware that this remains a challenging issue for part of the delegations. For some, this language will not go far enough and should be more explicit. For others, some aspects of the language may be seen as either too explicit or redundant. It is my sense that this language represents the middle ground between these two positions, and it's simple and in its formulation, avoiding the need to recurring it to intricate wording. In the spirit of flexibility and compromise, I hope it will be acceptable to all delegations. With that explanation, I hope we can now proceed with the consideration and adoption of the report in line with the procedure I have outlined. Excellencies, dear colleagues, we will now commence with the consideration and the adoption of the report of the Conference on Disarmament to the General Assembly of the United Nations, as contained in CDWP 664 Rev 1, the revised draft was electronically circulated to you by the Secretariat on Friday. As I announced earlier, we will first proceed with the consideration and provisional adoption of the document, paragraph by paragraph, on the understanding that nothing is agreed until everything is agreed. After all the paragraphs have been provisionally agreed, we will then adopt the report as a whole. Based on the past practice of the conference and in interest of time, we will group our consideration of the various paragraphs under each subsection. Unless there are any comments, I will now proceed accordingly. Paragraph number one. I draw your attention to section one entitled Introduction and to paragraph one. May I take that the Conference on Disarmament wishes to provisionally adopt the paragraph one? It is so decided. Paragraphs 2 to 5. I would like to draw your attention to section 2 entitled Organization of the Work of the Conference and to section A entitled 2024 Session of the Conference. I propose that we consider paragraphs 2 to 5 together. I would like to note here that in paragraphs 2 and 3, the number of formal and informal plenary meetings of the conference will be added by the Secretariat at the end of this plenary meeting. To date, I am informed by the Secretariat that, including our meeting today, we have had 41 formal plenary meetings and 6 informal plenary meetings. May I take it that the conference wishes to provisionally adopt paragraphs from 2 to 5? Russia, you have the floor.
Господин председатель, правильно я вас понимаю, что мы сейчас одобряем